Hi, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's Dave Gibson, and today's show is about healing the planet and also healing Japan and the earth and the water and the people, just about everything, with intention and sound. So that our intention is about really healing the planet. It's not just healing, though. It's also expanding consciousness because, you know, healing only goes so far. If we go to a whole nother level of expanding consciousness or expanding the vibration, basically purifying the vibration, then the healing happens on its own. Okay, so that's our intention for today's show. Before we get into it, I'll tell you a few things that are going on at the school here. We've got on Sunday, April 10th, we got a free open house and sound healing workshop. We go over all the different aspects of sound healing, all the different components, and we do a lot of meditations and lectures. A lot of people come just for the meditations because by the time we finish, it's like 5 hours, 1 to 6. By the time we're finished, we're like totally in the zone. I mean, just like in a state of bliss. Everybody, it's so funny, nobody wants to leave every time. And then we put people on sound tables and sound chairs and sound mats, and we vibrate them. And people just, it's amazing. So even if you're not interested in classes, if you're in the area, you know, come on by on Sunday, April 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. You don't have to come for the whole thing. You can also just come for part, but it's different information the whole time. And then starting on May 23rd, we've got our Sound Healing Certificate Program, which is 3 months. And it's 3 nights a week with some weekends. And we also have a version of that starting on June 12th that is the summer intensive, and that's 2 weeks straight. We go day and night, and that's the first half of the summer intensive for 2 weeks, or first half of the certificate program. Then we actually do the second half in August. And you can actually do the second half online if you're thinking about flying here and staying couple of weeks. You could come for the, you know, for the first summer intensive, and then do the rest of it online. That would be the way to go. And you know, unless you want to come back for the second half in August, we do have a hotel right next to the place here, and so that's May 23rd for the 3 months, and June 12th for the summer intensive. Also, if you pay in full by April 7th, you'll get a discount on that still. That's just next Thursday or so, or Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday, I think. And then we also have the online programs happening. We have we have the Sound Healing Audio Production Certificate here at the Institute, also beginning May 23rd. And it's where we go into sound healing audio production, about mapping frequencies to chakras, doing different tuning systems, doing creating binaural beats to entrain people, basically explaining how all the different components of sound affect your consciousness, how they affect you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and how the sound can be used to just different techniques for embedding sounds and frequencies and musical intervals in music to get people, you know, basically higher or more peaceful, more still. Okay, so that's happening May 23rd. And again, if you pay by April 7th, you get a discount, a big discount on that one. The online version of the audio production starts on April 6th, which is next Wednesday. And or we have alternative times as well. If you're interested, you can give us a call, and we can set up another time if that doesn't work for you. We also have the online sound healing program that begins next Saturday, a week from today, or the new whole new semester begins May 10th. So so if you pay in full by next Wednesday or so, you can get a discount on that as well. That program's really, really powerful. It's working really, really well. We just had a sacred geometry class today. If you're interested in the sacred geometry class, also, you can take that one individually. We recorded today's class, so you could still jump in and watch the video for today's class and then catch the next two classes, which are this Thursday night and then also on a week from Saturday, 2 weeks from today. So that's the online sound healing program. We also have a free webinar teleconference on April 11th, which is an overview of the field of sound healing. It's like a kind of like an open house online. And you can ask questions. It's totally interactive. We'll be doing meditations and talking about how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Okay. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And, of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. Okay, so today's class is inspired by a class we actually did here at the Institute with the regular certificate program just this last week. Every semester, we'll actually record a toning song where we set an intention, and then we practice holding that intention 100% of the time consistently as though in a trance. Because the purity of intention, the power of intention, is based on the purity. And when I say purity, it's mostly just means, how little distraction do you have? I mean, if you set an intention and you're holding that intention and you start thinking about family or something or Chinese food or whatever, you know, it's not going to be as pure as if you are totally in that vibration. One of the laws of resonance is that the more consistent and coherent a frequency, which basically just means non-distracted, not distorted, and no distraction, where it's consistently the same frequency. That's the most powerful frequency you can have to resonate or to entrain something else. Also, holding a frequency or state of consciousness or holding your own focus as clearly and consistently as possible is what I believe is what higher consciousness is. A lot of people talk about raising their vibration, but I'm not going to start talking really high, at a real high pitch, you know. That's not raising your vibration. I mean, what does raising your vibration mean? I mean, when you look at it from a sound perspective, maybe there's a way to raise your vibration spiritually. But, you know, if somebody has any information on that, give me a call because I'd love to talk about it. And I do think there may be something about that. But I think most of raising your vibration is about being in a purer vibration, being in a more consistent vibration. That's really the essence. I think once you get into a consistent vibration, perhaps there is a way to go into higher states of consciousness where you're more connected to all humanity and the whole universe at once. I think that happens. And Alice Bailey talks about different initiations that take you higher and higher. And maybe that's a higher vibration. But really the whole first step is getting a pure, consistent vibration. Pure and consistent means not dipping down into fear or anxiety or any of the other vibrations that we so commonly, any of the lower emotions that we we so commonly dip into. I know I don't have it down yet. But, you know, it's really just staying in the higher vibration. And there's a lot of higher vibrations or more consistent vibrations that you could stay in. Of course, those are gratitude and love and joy and compassion. Or you could just go straight to spirit and stay in that vibration or oscillate between those, as long as you don't oscillate back and forth too quick, I guess, or just stay in spirit all the time, you know. So it's a more consistent vibration. The more you're in that vibration, the more consistent it is. Because we're so distracted. We're so distracted by noise. And, God, probably the biggest distraction we have is just other people that are who are distracted. God, it's so easy to be distracted by other people. Or, you know, also when you're around a lot of people in a city and you're really coming across a large group of people, it's kind of, there's so much energy there. It's just really distracting just to really focus. And it's why it's so important to really be in your own vibration. As I forgot to mention, we're also now doing online on Skype. If you have a webcam, we can find your root soul frequency, and you can start meditating on that frequency, which is your soul, your peaceful, unbelievably still soul. That's the most consistent vibration there is. And a lot of people talk about the whole goal in life is to really build the antahkarana, which is the connection back to your soul, because we often live in our personality. And when you start resonating with the soul, oh my God, it might throw your life into chaos if you've liked, depending on what type of life you've developed, but that's good because you get back to that frequency that is, God, there is no more consistent frequency than your soul. So funny, we talk about soul, but we don't really ever connect to it, at least the people I've come across. You know, we talk about, it's important to connect to your soul, but what is that? You know, what is a soul? Where do you connect to it? Where is it? If I could find it, I would be there all the time. You know, I mean, where is it? It's hidden? Is it hidden? It's just a frequency, a powerful, consistent frequency, so powerful it stays the same from lifetime to lifetime. So, when we're doing intention, the more consistent you are, or more you can hold that without distraction, the more powerful it is, because you're putting out a vibration into the world, and you're also, you can either put it out or you can just resonate it. And there's I've been kind of looking into and talking with students over the last years, quite a few years now, about the difference between resonating an intention or transmitting an intention. Intention is a frequency. You know, whatever you're holding as an intention, if I'm holding an intention to heal the planet, then I'm holding a frequency that is healing for the planet. So I'm just doing a frequency, okay? And I can just hold that frequency and be in my own body and just resonate it. And since we're all connected through the quantum field, the planet will get it. But then there's also the aspect of doing it where you're actually setting your intention to transmit that energy into the planet. And it's interesting. Some people say you should only just resonate. People get it anyway. But, you know, I mean, if someone is hurting or in pain or sick, I really prefer holding them in my mind's eye and transmitting that intention and frequency to them, connecting to them and transmitting it to them, thinking of it that way, as opposed to just resonating love or whatever, or healing right here, not even really transmitting that might hold them in consideration, but not even transmit. It just seems like it works better when you transmit it. Maybe that's ego when you really get down to it, but maybe I think there is a different aspect of transmitting versus just resonating. And in this respect, transmitting healing to the planet can be, I think it's cooler. It's probably more powerful. So what we did in this class is, after practicing holding an intention or frequency in complete 100% focus, we then chose the key, and we did this based on ancient modes, which are ancient scales from Egypt. And we chose the key that fit the intention the best. And then I played synthesizer while everyone sat in a circle around me and held the intention, including myself, while I was playing. We then created binaural beats to entrain you into mostly theta. I normally choose theta. And so the binaural beats are embedded behind the music. And then we went out into the studio, the recording studio, and we toned for about an hour. We did multiple tracks. Each of these songs are normally about 7 to 10 minutes long, and we toned for the 10 minutes, and then we would actually do another track. So we'd do like an om for 10 minutes, and then an ah for 10 minutes, and then a for 10 minutes, and then we did ad libs, where we just did whatever we felt. But the whole time we're doing it, we're holding an intention, the agreed intention, as consistently as possible. And it's amazing. By the time we're finished toning for an hour, we're in the zone. Oh my God, you tone with intention for an hour. It becomes really easy to hold your focus after you do it for even like 10 or 20 minutes. You know, then you get really good. You get in the zone, and it's like, okay, we're just there. We're just holding that intention for healing the planet for the whole time. Okay. So we then do the mix, and we've got the recording. So what we did this week is we decided to do a healing for Japan. That was our intention. So what we did is we actually practiced holding the intention so everybody could get good at holding the intention 100% of the time. And then we chose the key of D, which is a mode that has the energy of a little bit of sadness in it. It's also about the earth. And we actually, they held the intention, and I did, while I did the synthesizer part, we created the binaural beats, and then we toned. So we set the intention for healing the people of Japan, bringing peace to them, the intention of healing the land in Japan, and healing the water in Japan, which is really important now that it's being contaminated in many places with radiation. Also, you might have heard that Dr. Emoto did a whole healing the water meditation for the planet and had everybody around the planet sending their intention to heal the water. I think it was on Thursday at noon. So we did this Thursday night. So it was really, was it Thursday? No, it was Tuesday night, I think. We did it last week, yeah. So what I want to do is I'm going to play this song where we're holding the intention of healing Japan. And if you like, tone along with it. And we'll, again, transmit this energy of healing Japan. And hold your intention as pure and consistent as possible. And as you might know already. When you hold an intention purely and consistently in sound, it gets transmitted not only through the recording but through the sound to its destination, especially forever who's listening to it, but also quantumly through the planet. And this has been proven in research that actually there's some research that Lynn McTaggart points out in her book, The Field, where she talks about how intention experiment, she got a whole book on an intention actually, where they did experiments and proved that intention really, really does work. Okay, so hold your intention for healing Japan, which is really about healing our whole planet, but we're starting there. The people, the water, and the land. This is healing Japan. Tone along, if you will. friend called up last week and she said she got a download that we can totally heal the planet with sound, and to not underestimate what we can do. Boy, that put me in the zone. We're working on a YouTube video. Should probably may be able to get it done tomorrow, actually. And then we're going to be posting this song as a YouTube video with a lot of images of Japan, but also images of healed Japan. So that, you know, it's really about focusing on the healed aspect where people are, again, happy and not in pain, not in fear or anxiety. I'm sure there's so much fear and anxiety still around Japan now. And the fear and anxiety, the reaction to what's going on is really, really the worst part. Not that I blame anybody. I'd probably be in fear and anxiety if I were there. I had fear and anxiety here. So I now have another song I want to play that we did actually about a year ago. This one is about healing the planet. So again, we actually practice holding the intention. And then we went into the studio and we toned for an hour with the intention of healing the planet, sending healing energy to the whole planet. It's interesting. When you really look at the aspect of Gaia, you know, people talk about us being separate from the planet, but the truth is every single bit of our body came from the planet. Our body is made up of the dust of the planet, the dirt, all of our molecules actually came from our planet. There's probably, if you count, there's also in the atmosphere as well. So we are part of the planet. We're directly connected to this planet. It's not like we're living on the planet. We are part of the planet. Not only physically is our body made up of the earth, so to speak, it is. And we eat things that are out of the earth. But also we're connected to it etherically at the quantum level. It is a living being. There's the whole guy that did the thing on Gaia on how the planet is a regenerative system. And that's a definition of a living being. The only other thing that makes something living is that it reproduces. But that's not the only aspect. It's the fact that it has systems that actually moderate itself. There are systems that keep it in balance. And it takes intelligence to come up with systems that stay in balance. So it is a living, totally living system. And we are part of that living system. So it's not like we're just healing the planet. When we do this meditation on healing the planet, we're really talking about healing ourselves as part of the planet. So again, if you like, hold your intention 100% consistently for healing the planet. And tone along. You can do om, you could do ah, you could do any vowel you like, anything that feels comfortable. And tone along as we heal the planet with this song. simply holding one note with intention. The most basic thing it does is put you into a consistent vibration. And the more consistent of a vibration that we all hold, the more it resonates a field of consistency for the planet and for everyone else on the planet. You know how it is. If you're around someone who is just completely consistent in their vibration, like Eckhart Tolle or the Dalai Lama or Adi Ashanti or Bratzo. Bratzo is like amazingly consistent in his vibration. It's like we pick up on that consistency, and that's why thousands of people go see these people that have consistent vibrations, because we simply get that vibration through entrainment or through resonance, and we pick up on it because we're all looking for that consistency, which is the definition of peace. Consistent vibration is what peace is. So, we're really looking to provide that consistent vibration for the Earth, for all of the buzz zones, all the zones on the Earth where it's buzzing now from pollution and destruction that we've created. I have one more song I want to play for you. This is an actual song that we did called Creative Spirits, one of my favorite songs. By the way, we've got all of these songs on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. You can buy CDs of all of these intentions that we held in the class consistently. We have a full range from compassion to joy to love, universal love, and they're all on one CD. So we have like 12 songs you can listen to with intention, and they're all really powerful. And they all have binaural beats embedded in them, so if you listen on headphones, it'll put you in a very specific brainwave state in alignment with that intention as well. And so this song, Creative Spirit, is from another CD we did based on codes from Nutri-Energetics. So there are quantum healing fields embedded in each of the songs on this CD. And this intention of this song is about Creative Spirit, which I felt Creative Spirit is really the nature, is nature. And it's not only just the earth and nature, but it's also all the animals, you know, the dolphins and the whales and birds and crickets and all the animals that are contributing their vibration to the entire frequency spectrum on the planet. So tune in to Creative Spirit that has created this planet and the essence of perfection that is in that Creative Spirit in nature. the stronger a resonant field, the stronger a vibration, the more powerful it is to affect other vibrations. One of the most powerful vibrations we have in our world is our Earth. It is incredibly powerful vibration. Not only powerful, it's got this little pull that we forget about, this gravity that's pulling us straight to the center, this love that it's giving us all the time. So it's a really powerful vibration. There's also the sun, there's spirit, and there's other really powerful vibrations, but it's one of the most powerful. So in the end, the intention is to just hold the vibration of the planet as healed. Not healing, just as healed. Just as Abraham says, we should focus on what we want instead of resonating the frequency of where we are. So just focus on a healed planet. Just imagine that after all this catastrophe stuff, which could end soon in a couple of years, that we then go into a state of complete healing and the planet is healed. Just imagine and hold that vibration as long as you can into the evening and through the weekend, through the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in 2 weeks.